Hundreds of women took part in a series of demonstrations organized by the Islamic movement of Hamas in Gaza and marched toward the Palestinian Legislative Council to protest against the continuous Israeli attacks on Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and against what they called gradual Judaization of Eastern Al-Quds. Women who were carrying banners and Palestinian flags urged Muslims worldwide to mobilize in order to protect Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest place.
The mosque is being attacked and the city is being Judaized. Where are the Muslims and Arab leaders? The mosque belongs to all Muslims around the world. They must protect it.
Hamas officials ask Al-Quds Committee of the Organization of Islamic Conference to intervene immediately to take action and prepare a comprehensive plan to protect Al-Aqsa Mosque. The site has been under Israeli control since 1967, but is administered by a Muslim religious body known as Al-Waqf. The Israeli police clashed with Palestinians at a mosque's compound on Sunday. The incident took place during a visit by a Jewish group to the compound in Jerusalem's Old City. At least 10 Palestinians were injured in the clashes, and several Israeli police were slightly hurt.
They entered the mosque. They're trying to Judaize it and expel the Palestinian residents. They want to be inside the mosque and build their so-called temple.
Israeli police said the violence was a clear attempt to disturb the peace on Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. These demonstrations were held to mark the 9th anniversary of the outbreak of Al-Aqsa uprising, when Israeli opposition leader Ariel Sharon visited the site. Since then, more than 7,500 Palestinians have been killed and over 10,000 injured. Palestinian officials from Hamas and Palestinian National Authority have warned of a new intifada if Israel escalates its attacks.
Following the Israeli attacks against Palestinian worshippers and its Al-Aqsa Mosque, Palestinians have staged rallies calling for the protection of the holy city and its Al-Aqsa Mosque. Yusuf Al-Hulo, Press TV, Gaza.